I'm Steve Miller reporting. In a ceremony that Kenya's government warned could be treason, opposition leader Raila Odinga was sworn in as the people's president Tuesday. Jeff Custer has more.
It was a mock inauguration protesting President Uhuru Kenyatta's new term after months of deadly election turmoil. The government cut live transmissions by the country's top three TV channels as a crowd of thousands gathered at Nairobi Park for the event. The Kenya Editors Guild said in a statement that Kenyatta had, quote, expressly threatened to shut down and revoke the licenses of any media house that aired live broadcasts. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Southern Yemeni separatists have taken control of the port city of Aden after 2 days of fighting, according to residents. They're confining the internationally recognized government of President Abed Rabu Mansour Hadi to the presidential palace. Fighting between southern separatists backed by the United Arab Emirates against forces loyal to Saudi-based President Hadi risk crippling their once united campaign against the Iran-aligned Houthi movement in Yemen's north. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to highlight a strong economy and call for bipartisan action on immigration as he gives the State of the Union speech Tuesday evening. White House officials said Trump will discuss jobs, the economy, and tax reform, as well as call on lawmakers to approve his trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. Several Democrats will also give shorter response speeches after the president finishes his address. VOA will provide complete coverage of the State of the Union address beginning Wednesday evening or Wednesday morning at 1:45 Universal Time. This is VOA News. Associated Press journalists say the scene that they saw no one hurt after a rocket was fired from northern Syria.